Audio file lesson 39. Elijah on Mount Carmel. The message. We should have the courage to acknowledge God despite what others believe. The Bible text. 1 Kings chapter 18. Verses 1 and 2 and verses 16 to 39. The story. It had not rained in 3 years. All the grass had died and all the rivers were dry. People did not have enough food. Then one day, God told Elijah to go find King Ahab and tell him that it was time to find out who really was the one true God. When King Ahab saw Elijah, he yelled, "It has not rained in 3 years. Everything is dying. And it is all your fault." Elijah replied, "No, I have not caused this. You disobeyed God. You prayed to Baal for rain instead of to God. Gather all your people and the prophets of Baal and meet me at the top of Mount Carmel." When all the prophets of Baal met Elijah on Mount Carmel, he stood before them and asked, "How long will you try to worship God and Baal at the same time? You must make a choice. We are going to see whether Baal or the Lord is the one through God. We will each build an altar and place pieces of a bull on it. Ahab's prophets can call on Baal. I will call on the Lord. The living God will answer by burning the sacrifice with fire." Elijah let the Baal priests go first. There were hundreds of prophets of Baal. They built an altar as Elijah had told them and placed a bull on it. The prophets of Baal danced around the altar, asking Baal to send down the fire. They shouted, "O Baal, answer us." They did this all morning long. At noon, Elijah said, "Shout louder. Maybe Baal is sleeping." The prophets kept shouting and dancing all day. But by evening, there was still no fire. Then it was Elijah's turn. He rebuilt an altar with 12 stones, one for each tribe of Israel. Then he dug a large trench around the outside. He placed some wood on the rocks, then the pieces of bull. Finally, he told some people to fill 4 water jugs with water and pour them over the bull and wood. Then he told them to do it again. Then he told them to do it a third time. Elijah also filled the trench with water. The altar was soaked and the trench was filled with water. Then Elijah stood in front of the altar and prayed, "O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are the one true God, and that you are turning their hearts back to you again." Then the fire of the Lord came down and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil around the altar. When all the people saw this, they fell down on the ground and cried, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Suggestions for the teacher. Leading. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they may feel. Let some of the children play the praying of the Baal priest in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress and additional materials like an altar with an animal, probably a stuffed toy. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. 1. How long has it not rained in Israel? Expected answer, 3 years. 2. What is the result? Expected answer, not enough food and the rivers dry up. 3. What happens when the Baal prophets pray to their God? Expected answer, nothing. 4. What happens when Elijah calls on God? Expected answer, everything is consumed by the fire. 5. What can we say about Elijah's faith? Expected answer, he has a rock-like faith. Also, he does not fear the prophets of Baal. And he is sure that God will answer his prayer for rain. Have the children repeat. 1. Elijah was able to show he worshipped the real God. 2. If we have the courage to acknowledge God, others will see what we believe. 3. There is only one true God. He alone should be worshipped. Real life application by explaining the following. 1. God helped Elijah wonderfully. 2. God helps those who serve him. He helps us too. 3. How do we serve him? Example, we are invited to an event that occurs at the same time Sunday school takes place. 4. How do we answer? Expected answer? We plan to go to Sunday school. We put God first. Finally, repeat the message. We should have the courage to acknowledge God despite what others believe.